In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanksgiving, today, is a holiday on the national calendar. It's not a feast of the church year, but giving thanks and praise to God always and everywhere is a good and joyful thing, isn't it? Amen. A wise Christian once gave me some advice for when I was down or troubled or anxious or burdened by problems. He said, take out a piece of paper and a pen, write down a list of 10 things that you are grateful to God for, and it will change your outlook. And I found that to be true. So perhaps instead of a homily, I should ask each of you to jot down a list like that of your own on your bulletin, to write down a list of 10 things you are grateful to God for. And then we could read them. Time doesn't allow for that, I guess. I know I would start off my list with the tear of joy for the Thanksgiving for the birth of our first grandchild, Sophie Ann, who might have been here this morning, but it was not a good morning, I understand. So. It is right to give God thanks and praise in all times and places. Humble gratitude is a mark of the people of God. Conversely, the world is marked by ingratitude. Knowing that the God of all creation cares for his people is greatly reassuring. Resting in the Lord is true and lasting security. And a sense of security is something we finite creatures need very badly, very desperately in a fallen world. Our security is found by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our redemption from fear, evil, sin, and death is found in the saving work and person of Jesus Christ. It is a true fact that all attempts to find security outside of a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ will ultimately fail and consequently lead to a life marked by anxiety and restlessness. Trying to find our security in finite worldly goods simply doesn't work. They can't possibly take the weight that we put on them. And we can never have enough to drown our anxieties about not having enough. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, 25 through 33, which we just heard, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Now, we won't tell Lamberts or Coles about that, but do not be anxious is the compassionate refrain that runs through this entire reading. Now, in it, Jesus is speaking to Jewish people in the first century who in large part are not wealthy, but poor peasants, subsistence farmers, fishermen, and laborers who are overtaxed, living under Roman domination, and usually hungry at the end of the day. Those people had reasons to be concerned about their plight, for sure. However, in Jesus, God has drawn near. The kingdom of God is at hand. And in Jesus, the world is being fundamentally reordered. Turn to me, says Jesus, and away from the world system that encourages greed, exploitation, and the anxiety about material goods that leads to hoarding them up. Do not be consumed, says Jesus, with worry about your daily needs and your lack of riches. Instead, put your focus on a relationship with me, and through me, my Father in heaven. Anxiety about lacking the necessities of life is an outlook which Jesus says to put behind you as a citizen of God's kingdom. Jesus says, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? Jesus knows our hearts, that we are always ready to counter arguments against worldliness by the argument that we cannot help being anxious about the things of this life. Have we not reason to be concerned for providing for our families? Must not our bodies' needs be met? How can we think of spiritual matters when we have to make it through the month on my one paycheck? I come from a family, a background of worriers. My father thought he was not being a good father if he wasn't worrying. My mother-in-law also felt it was her job to worry. Well, being a parent, I can appreciate this. I think in a former career, I was a first-class worrier myself about my career, about providing for my young family, to the point of having panic attacks. Of course, some of our miseries are caused by worrying about things before they happen. Call that pre-catastrophizing. And half of the disasters we expect to come upon us never come at all. Jesus tells us plainly not to pursue anxiety. He assures us that God knows we need the basics of life in order to live in the world. So instead of tormenting ourselves with worry, Jesus tells us to trust the God of all creation. If God tenderly provides for the birds of the air and plants of the field, even though they neither fret nor make financial plans, surely God will supply for our needs. Now, Jesus is not suggesting that humans can be like birds or lilies. He means to emphasize the difference between birds and lilies on the one hand and human beings on the other. They are insignificant next to us. If God cares so lavishly for inconsequential creatures, how much more will God care and provide for us? God has also provided for our mutual care by the gathering of his people into the body of believers, his church. Your brothers and sisters in Christ are here to bear one another's burdens, to pray for each other, and to serve one another as Christ served in love. When we are tried by the problems of this life, this is the year 2020, isn't it? We are not to despair like people who have no hope. In that case, Jesus is right to say to us, O you of little faith. Jesus offers a gracious promise as a remedy against an anxious spirit. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Paul says in Romans 8, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? So in your prayers, come before his presence with thanksgiving and tell the Lord of your gratitude today and every day for all that he has added to your life. Amen.